A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast happening right now.
That is correct. My name is Devin. That douchebag over there is Gunner.
Why do I always get douchebag level introductions? I don't get it. Like, why am I always the douchebag? I don't call you.
Have you listened to any of our shows?
Yeah, I'm not a douche.
Come off as a douchebag.
I'm knowledgeable. That's what's up. I'm knowledgeable.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You don't believe me.
Whatever you say. yeah. Anyway, so we are obviously going to be talking about conspiracy theories, and then you're going to be going over one conspiracy that's out there floating around the internet.
Yep.
And one you completely made up.
Yes, which, by the way, today I did take a little bit of time, and we'll get to a few things in a minute, but I did take some time, and I think I got some really good bullshit over here. But where are we at with the score? Where are we? Because we keep track of the score.
So it's 15 Devin,
yeah,
and 11 Gunner.
Okay, so I'm kind of always trailing, but I'm always kind of sneaking up on you.
You know what's the most surprising?
What's that?
That we've made it 26. This is our 27th episode.
You know, it turns out it's the most popular conspiracy theory podcast for real. I mean, if you read the reviews on Spotify or Apple, thanks for doing that. You know, we got some reviews out there and things
are
looking good. Yeah,
do we, Gunner? Download, or is it just yours?
Subscribe and download. It really helps out. Give us a like on all our socials as well. Where can people find it?
People can find us on social media at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram, but anywhere you listen to podcasts, so Spotify, Apple, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, all over the place.
When you are listening to this, subscribe.
Yeah, make sure, because then you'll get all the new episodes the second they get posted every Friday.
Give us a little thumbs up, too. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. Don't be a dickhead. Just get it done. Help us out so we can be rich.
Exactly. So, for my part today, we are diving into something that I love. We're going to talk about this today, and then I actually want to do another deep dive into it in a few weeks,
okay,
because there's so much to go into.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Oh, God. Here we go. Time travel.
So this, we've talked about like black holes and wormholes and things like that a little before. But this is kind of just going to be an overview because it's been a really long time since we've talked about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about time travel. Like I was thinking earlier, I'm like, what do I want to talk about today? And obviously space and aliens are both of our favorite things.
We love that shit.
But you can only do that so many times. Like, you have to throw some other stuff in.
Well, yeah, because you can talk about space and we can theorize and take guesses and, you know, come up.
Yeah.
We can find all the conspiracy theories about space and aliens and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All day, because that's what the internet is just flooded with, right?
Right. But we have to switch it up. I mean, to other things sometimes, and that's fine. So this is something that's kind of like a hybrid because it's obviously space related, but time travel is still a little bit different.
Oh, dude, if I could figure out how to time travel right now, I would totally do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would just go back 10 years and redo the last 10 years. I'm kidding. My wife and four kids are great.
You would not redo
anything. Yeah, but maybe I'd go back and try to redo. Okay, if I could go back in time real quick, I'd probably not. I would redo the marriage and the four kids. That'd be fine. But yeah. I would have done something. I would have created something that became huge later, like Facebook. You know, I would have gone back to 1999, you know, where I was into new metal and all this stuff. And I would have been like, I know what Facebook is.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Hey, I'm with you there. Yeah. I mean, if we could keep our knowledge and go back, my God, we could be just like ultra stars.
Oh, dude, we'd be ultra stars. That's for sure.
Exactly. So when it comes to time travel, it's actually crazy because there's obviously a lot of back and forth and scientists that believe in it and scientists that don't. But, you know, it's crazy. You know, there's a shocking number of scientists who do believe in it, though.
Yeah.
The ones who don't basically say it comes down to the math and it not being possible.
Okay, hold on real quick. Sorry to interrupt, but there are some scientists legitimately that believe in time travel.
Yes,
oh,
but
God, here we
not
go.
Necessarily like hopping in a time machine and going back 30 years.
Yeah, like today, the new Bill and Ted movie came out, right? I haven't seen it yet, but have you seen Bill and Ted movies at all? So they time travel in a phone booth, right? And they go back in history and stuff. And the third one came out today. So I think I'm going to watch it tonight because it's so stupid. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't believe that you can like hop in the phone booth or hop in a car like Back to the Future. And that's not going to work.
It's not. No, it's definitely not that type of time travel. The people who believe in it are more, and we'll go into that a little bit, but that they believe more in like the actual scientific approach to time and how that works.
Oh, God.
So,
and we suck at math, by the way. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We both have said that like that was our biggest weakness.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I have never faked that I knew something and cheated so much in my life as I did in math classes during high school.
Seriously, senior year of high school, I was in a junior, junior level math class. That's where I was at. I was like, I don't even understand what's happening here.
Yeah, I'm the same though. There is nothing about my history with mathematics.
No.
That would be like, wow. Wow, she's good.
Yeah, so
it's really sad. It's more like, wow.
Wow.
Do we need to put her in the special class?
Yeah, she might need to go in a different class.
Do we need to put her in that class where we're, just making sure they can pass through the year?
They have to count shapes and sizes and things, like just the easy class. Yeah, so I can't wait to learn about time travel.
Okay, so first we're going to, I'm just going to give you a little information to understand time. Because obviously when it comes to time travel, that's the most important part.
Yeah.
It's a lot, based on Albert Einstein's theories and his work.
Okay, but he might have been bullshitting too, right? I mean, come on.
I mean, who knows? But
I know. This is great.
This is what we're going with. So while most people think of time as a constant, of course, like we do, Albert Einstein showed that time is actually an illusion.
Okay.
So it's relative.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yes,
it's already over my head.
See, this is where it gets super just like a total mind fuck because you're like, oh my God, is that real? Because we both believe that there's other universes and other parallel universes out there.
Oh, 100%.
Where there's life and where, I mean, we're such a small portion of it that we both think that that's a real thing.
And in another universe or whatever, that's where I created Facebook for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. You could be super rich in that
one. God, I want to go to that one.
So it can vary for different observers depending on your speed through space. So speed and space is basically what it all boils down to. This is like the non-sexy part of time travel because when you think of time travel and like the attractive parts of it, you're thinking of like hopping in a phone booth and going back
and
50 years.
And you're instantly there.
Dinosaurs, like from the movies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and you're flying through like all sorts of lightning and shit, and it's really fucking cool, but that's impossible, I would say.
Exactly. So this is kind of like the non-sexy version of that because it is the scientific approach to it. So to Einstein, time is actually the fourth dimension. So space, it's described as three-dimension arena, which provides a traveler with coordinates such as length, width, and height showing location. That's where we're super fucked when it comes to math.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even understand. Do I need a protractor for this?
You might.
Oh, God.
His theory of special relativity says that time slows down or speeds up depending on how fast you move relative to something else. Okay. So they're approaching the speed of light and saying a person inside a spaceship would age much slower than his twin at home. Okay, because they're moving much, much faster.
Okay.
Okay, but also under his theory of general relativity, gravity can bend time.
Okay, so this is kind of like, I'm just going to toss this out there.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Interstellar? Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
So this is like,
oh my gosh, that movie.
Oh, it's fucking great.
I was literally on the edge of my seat. I left and I was like, what did I just watch? And then I watched it again when it came out, like on DVD. And I'm like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's like the coolest movie ever, but it's like, it's like, okay, so they go to that. I think it's the water planet, right? They go to the water planet and the one dude stays on the spaceship. They were only on the water planet for maybe 6 minutes. When they got back up, the guy who was still on the spaceship aged like 25 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Here we go.
It's insane. Or even like, okay, this clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly this is not a real thing, but like the Marvel movies. Okay. Yeah. So Endgame.
Yeah. Endgame.
No. Which one am I thinking?
Infinity War. I don't know.
Going back in time.
I don't think I've seen all the movies you have.
Yeah,
like all
the
Marvel
Infinity.
Ones.
Infinity. Okay. Anyway.
I've seen that.
So they're
I've
going back
that.
In time.
Sure.
And Captain America literally stays back because he gets to live out his life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He gets to like live out his life.
That was Endgame, wasn't it? That was Endgame.
No.
Wasn't Endgame
was
the last
not.
One?
Yes. And this one was not the last one.
Oh, shit. I don't remember then.
I think it was Infinity Wars because they had to go back and find all of the pieces. So they had to go back in time.
Okay.
Anyway, so like he stayed and then he passes off his shield to the Falcon.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So that kind of stuff, you think about it and you're like, holy crap, this is insane. And then the part where Paul Rudd and his character are stuck in the time trap or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we should be in a Marvel movie.
That is amazing. So, okay, picture a four-dimensional fabric called space-time.
Okay.
This is back to Albert Einstein. This is where we're going back to science.
Oh, science. Here we go.
Anything that has mass sits on that piece of fabric.
Okay.
It causes a bend of space-time.
Okay.
Okay, the bending of space-time causes objects to move on a curved path, and that curvature of space is what we know as gravity.
Let me, is the answer six? Is that what the, that was like the most complicated.
All right, we're going to skip forward to some of the easier stuff.
That was the most complicated word problem of all time. No, I get what you're saying. It's like a wormhole, right? That's where it like bends space and shit, and you can travel through it, and you're through time faster, I guess.
So, pretty much exactly. So this is where general relativity also provides scenarios that could allow travelers to go back in time, and that's according to NASA.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
But does NASA know? What does NASA know?
I mean, more than we do.
Yeah, but have they successfully had anybody travel through time, or this is just what they're guessing?
We would not know if they had.
But I agree with that 100%. They're keeping that in their back pocket.
Exactly. So one possibility could be to go faster than light. So light travels 186,282 miles per second in a vacuum.
Which, by the way, it blows my mind when it comes to like, you know, the speed of light and everything, because like, we can't get to another galaxy. It will take like 140,000 years with our current technology or some shit, right?
And can you imagine being smart enough to have any fucking clue what this stuff means?
No, and we're trying to explain it. God, do we sound
dumb. I have this written out in like a really dummy-proof way.
This is like community college level, right?
Seriously, this is like second grade.
Oh, God.
Well, I'd say this is like high school level, but still.
At least sixth graders could probably figure this out better, right?
Yeah.
They haven't destroyed their brains yet, though.
Oh my gosh. So a linked possibility, NASA has said, would be to create wormholes between points in space time.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. So then you can get, you can fly out of the atmosphere of Earth and then bam, you fly through the wormhole. You're at Mars in what? 6 minutes, 10 minutes? I don't know.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the best way to go. Somebody should invent the wormhole machine.
But they do say scientists have not actually observed these wormholes yet. So this is still
they know, but they've never seen one.
Yes, exactly. So, but that's, when it comes to wormholes and all of that stuff in space, it's so interesting. So I do want to deep dive again, specifically into wormholes and other universes. So I think we're going to do that. We'll probably do something in between this one and that one.
Yeah.
But in a few weeks, I want to circle back on that. But there's alternative time travel theories.
Okay.
Okay. So the infinite cylinder.
Okay. The infinite cylinder. Of them. That sounds
scary. There's an astronomer.
Well, yeah. You almost had it though.
Almost got that one. Proposed a mechanism where one would take matter that is 10 times the sun's mass.
Okay.
Roll it into a very long but very dense cylinder. And after spinning this up a few billion revolutions per minute, a spaceship nearby could enter like the cylinder.
Okay,
essentially, and time travel.
Okay, so why don't they invent that then? Why don't they do that?
Like, I think that is what they're doing, Gunnar.
You know who's going to end up pulling this off? Elon Musk. He's going to be the guy.
If he hasn't already.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, he's going to be the guy who goes and all he wants to do, because like we've talked about on the show before, I think he's, you know, a robot anyway.
Totally.
So I think he wants to be a, you know, a space robot, though. I mean, he wants to be the space robot who takes over Mars and then owns the whole thing. Because that it's a race to Mars, right? It's a race to Mars.
Yep.
So people can start taking it apart and, you know, selling what's on it, like land and all the resources, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is?
Yeah.
We got to get in on this shit.
Yeah, we do. So, of course, they talk about black holes a little bit here, which we, you know, we know about. And again, I'm going to deep dive into that a little bit more down the road.
Yeah.
And then the other one is cosmic strings. So another theory for potential time travel involves something called cosmic strings.
Okay.
Narrow tubes of energy stretched across the entire length of the ever-expanding universe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So then, of course, you can see how these strings are either infinite or they're loops with no end. The approach is two such strings parallel to each other would bend space-time so much that you could time travel.
See, this, the thing is, like, this is where I think you and I could claim to be scientists, though, okay? Because I hear stuff like this.
Because doesn't that sound super fucking fake?
It sounds so fake. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but then it's like, well, the scientists have determined that. Okay, so what if you and I just came on...
These people are, like, sitting around with a bunch of, like, bottles of bourbon, and they're like, all right, sir, we are going to tell everybody that cosmic strings are a real thing.
And all they're trying to do is
we're going to convince them that this is how time travel happens. But really, they're all just like living in their mom's basement, not wearing pants, and they're trashed off of like six bottles of bourbon.
Exactly. And like, I feel like we could go look at the sky and be like, see that light up there? I think that's a wormhole. Hey, shit, we're scientists. We just discovered one.
Boom, scientists.
Go find that wormhole. We just pointed it out in the night sky.
Yes. Okay, so a little information on actual time machines.
Oh, God, I love
this. Okay, this is the last thing we're going to go over. This is super, super interesting. And it's not a time machine that you would typically think of, like a phone booth or something like that. But it's generally understood that traveling forward or back in time would require an actual device, of course, something to get you there.
Yeah.
To accomplish this, time machines are often thought to need an exotic form of matter, okay, with negative energy density. So this matter would have to be, it's like this crazy outlandish thing that we don't even know if it exists, basically. But saying there has to be a it has to have these exotic, bizarre properties, including moving in the opposite direction of normal matter when pushed. They're talking about obviously matter being pushed back and forth, all of that. So it could theoretically exist, but if it did, it might be present only in quantities too small for the construction of a time machine.
Okay, so. But here's my problem with this. If they have that part nailed down, right? They have that part nailed down.
Yeah.
Why doesn't one of these, quote, scientists, okay, which now I'm...
These bourbon-sucking...
assholes, right?
Assholes, exactly.
Who claim to be scientists on the internet.
Yep.
Why don't they take this information that they have and build this thing?
Yeah.
Because if I'm sorry, but if you're the first person to build a time machine, you control the world.
Yeah.
You control everything. You can rewrite everything. You can become president or king of the world or whatever. Like
king of the world.
Yes, you can.
I want that title.
Yeah, but if you have a time machine, you can go all the way back and do it the way you want to do it and take over everything.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's bullshit.
Yeah. But there's more current time travel research that suggests time machines are possible without this exotic matter. So the work begins with a donut-shaped hole enveloped within a sphere of normal matter. Inside this donut-shaped vacuum, space could get bent upon itself using focused gravitational fields to form a closed time-like curve. So you're basically curving time like you see, I mean... That part of it is pretty consistent across all of like the movies and stuff when they talk about bending time.
Oh, yeah,
and that's how time travel happens. So basically to go back in time, a traveler would have to race around like inside this little area, essentially.
Okay.
But they've all said that there's no way a human at this point in research could withstand any of that. So if anything's time traveling, they're not certain with humans.
Well, you know what? That's some stuff to chew on, man. I mean, we try to explain that the best we possibly could.
Well, and that's just touching the surface on things I want to do, like I said, over the next couple months. I want to deep dive into like wormholes again and black holes. And when they talk about these, like all of this current research,
yeah,
I want to dive into more of that because it is so interesting. And again, I'll try to dumb it down a little bit.
No, that was fine. That was great, actually. But
I feel like I put it into as simplistic of terms as I possibly could based on the articles I was reading.
I'm going to jump down a YouTube rabbit hole of time travelers because, you know, people are going to pop up being like, I traveled here from the year 2040, you know, whatever. And it's going to be all these like dark face videos where people are like blacked out and being like
the anonymous face.
Yep. I can tell you what's going to happen in the year 2638. You know, it's going to be hilarious. I love we should start shooting those videos, too.
We should
put that propaganda out there on the Internet. I love that real quick before we pivot here to my shit. Speaking of black holes, if you were an astronaut, right, let's say you found a black hole. Do you go into it? Would you just would you enter the black hole?
Okay, so I'd want to be able to come back and tell people what I found.
But you don't know what you're going into.
So that's why I feel like I wouldn't go in. Because I'd want to come back and say, here's what I found, and then send some other sucker into it.
Yeah, I think I'd go into the black hole. I don't know. I think I'd go into the black hole.
But then you die.
We don't know if you die. Do we know that? See, we don't know that.
You know what? I think curiosity would get the best of me, and I think I'd just go for it.
Goddamn, hopefully we're on that same spaceship, pal, because we're going down the black hole of danger. Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
Don't go down the danger hole.
Going down the danger hole. Watch out for that movie on Netflix in 2022. Anyway, that's some good bullshit right there. Dev, I got some good bullshit over here. One of these conspiracy theories I actually found on the internet today. The other one I completely made up, and you need to determine which is which.
Alrighty, I'm ready.
And once again, what's the current score?
15, me, and you have 11.
Okay, here we go. Here's some bullshit for you today. The first one we're going to talk about are cats are aliens. Cats are aliens, okay? House cats are number two when it comes to pets in the United States, coming behind owning a dog. While lots of people love them, some have other thoughts about why cats live in people's houses. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that cats actually are alien creatures who were brought here by an alien species to live in houses for the sole purpose of collecting information on the human race, and they report their findings back to their motherships.
Okay.
That is, cats are aliens.
Gotcha.
Which, I want to say, I did own cats at one point. Yeah, they're kind of assholes, so I could see that being
true. Yeah, they are.
The next one I got is the Death Grotto. The Death Grotto. Okay, here we go. Grottos are defined as a small, picturesque cave that are peaceful places. You find them all over the world, but there's one in Peru that if you enter, you might not come out alive, as over 1,000 people have died inside of the grotto since 1638. While some say the grotto contains methane gas and people are dying of carbon monoxide poisoning, there's a long-running conspiracy theory that is it is actually the ancient tomb of a king who died in 1533, leaving behind the tomb with booby traps to kill all intruders. That is the Death Grotto.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you ready for my decision?
I don't know. I hope so. I'm not sure.
Okay. This was, I will say this one's really difficult. I think there was a tell, but I could be way off.
There might be a tell. I don't even know.
It was not very realistic. I think you made up the Death Grotto.
You think I made up the Death Grotto?
You did. I can tell already.
God damn it. I made up the Death Grotto.
Yes.
I thought the fucking cats were so stupid that you would have thought I did that.
Nope. I literally could tell from your face too. The second I said Death Grotto, the look on your face was, yep, gotcha.
Well, here's the deal. Okay. So
16 to 11.
When I found the stupid
thing. I'm going to make you my bitch.
I think I already am your bitch right now. when I found the thing about why I wrote the Death Grotto one first, because sometimes it takes me a while to make the fake one up, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I found the bullshit about the cats and people believing they're actually aliens, I'm like, oh, she's going to totally think that's stupid enough.
So you had a tell.
What was the tell?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Fuck.
You had a tell, but it was one where I was like, okay.
Did I scramble while reading or something? There must be something
No, I'm not going to tell you what it was.
There's something the way I'm reading it.
I'm not going to tell you what it was. There was a tell, and that's why before I guessed, I was like, okay, there was one, but I could be wrong. It's been a long week, so maybe I'm just reading things differently, but there was a tell.
Well, with the tomb one or the fucking grotto bullshit, I actually on that sheet, I didn't read the city in Peru because I couldn't pronounce it, so I just skipped over that. And then actually the king, I had actually Googled the king of Peru in 1500 and some shit, but I couldn't pronounce that person's name either. So I just, whatever. Yeah, I'm stumbling on my words. I think that's the tell.
So the best part about not giving you your tells anymore
is now I'm going to fucking try to figure it out myself.
Is that you're way overthinking what it is, and it could be what you're thinking or it could not be. But
see, now you're just messing with me. Okay,
totally.
Well,
it's super fun. So I have 16, you have 11. This is amazing. Everybody subscribe to our pages or you're an asshole.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple, wherever podcasts can be found. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Where can people find that?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. And if you want us to talk and deep dive into something specifically, message us on either of those and we'll hook you up.
Yeah, and if you're good at math, we need a tutor. So just going to toss that out there.
I don't know. Screw that.
Yeah, screw that. We're too old to learn math. So with that, have a good week. And we'll be back next week on One Conspiracy and a Lie. And Dev, what do we say?
Have a great fan-fucking-tastic weekend. Yeah. What about you, Guns?
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Bye.